Okay, well, Jedi's put a link in here. Maybe we could have a look at that. And
Hi, everyone.
hi, Jedi.
So, latest work is trying a few exercises and trying to see if we can reach this sense, this kind of perception of two fields moving at the same time. Incoming and outgoing. And it sounds a little paradoxical, quite difficult, but by using dynamic images spinning around, we can reach this kind of mood or understanding, emotion. So we shall test a few of them because I placed the GIF dynamic reactors in the web page. Now this is has something to do with the universe. In fact, it is the fundamental question, and Douglas Adams tried to answer, to give an answer through his books, his works, to this kind of question. And Deep Thought, that is the computer that is calculating the answer, says that he requires 7.5 million years to give the simple answer they are looking for. So they all go back after 7.5 million years, and he gives the answer 42. Now, this is quite a tough one. In fact, the computer says you shall not like this kind of answer. And so many are still thinking about this answer, if it is only one that he placed there because he was kidding or because there is a meaning behind it. And as you see in this kind of picture, this image shows a triquetra, and that is a very deep understanding. That is something that we would call Trinity. And within this Trinity, we see three colors in this image. So it's telling us something particular. You would find light as a white light in the center, and you could see RGB colors then mixing and producing. So this has to do with the perception. And what happens in nature is that number 42, considering degrees, is their angle that allows the perception, the creation of what we call a rainbow. That is a connection between earth and heaven and the sky. So within this particular understanding and number, if 42 is the best glancing angle to perceive the connection, then this says that, in fact, we are perceiving, looking at things through our own eyes, understanding through our spiritual understanding, the subtle part of it, not the material. And that is something that is beyond. So within philosophy, within question and answer, speculation, within metaphysics, then we can find out within physics. But to start with, it's beyond our understanding and comprehension. So the rainbow is this kind of connection. And light is, in fact, what allows within manifestation. But we see it as illumination within a matter state and as enlightenment from the other side. We could call it magnetical. So a spirit, in fact, is moving on that side and then connecting to this one. At the same time, so we express a twinity. And this twinity expands to four, a quadruple, octuple. And then you shall see what I mean when we try the test. So this is the first rainbow is in the opposite position to the second one, looking at the colors. And that's quite interesting. So it's a kind of double reflection, a speculation within another speculation. So going deeper, we are still a part of the equation. And the difference, the meaning, that has to do with the consonance that allows consciousness within the process to be a part of it and to understand it from both sides. So this idea, even within words, you would say inside or call it insight or outside, and so it would be out of sight. So you see, depending on the way you name, you use words as vectors, you might reach or miss the understanding. So within the process, lacking the balanced position and going towards one side only, and this tilts the axis and then you fall. It's inevitable. Once the, let's say, wobbling starts, you lose control of the machine. Even washing machines explode once the axis is lost and the vibration rises to a threshold that is a dangerous one. And that is excess. But tilting a little or controlling this kind of movement, this allows a different understanding or correction or self-correction of eventual possible mistakes once we reach a deeper understanding. So we correct ourselves through experience or through morphic resonance. Within epigenetic understanding, we still are dealing with a transcription RNA, DNA, which we can find in a matter. But the signal within morphic resonance is, in fact, outside, and epi in Greek means around, outside. So this would be elsewhere. And so the interconnection is there, but we are still looking for the confirmation of the number of packets. And since we start with 20,000, 24,000, and then ultimately we reach 2 to 3 million packets of data, then all this is the transcription from our point of view within a physicality, where we are still looking for data. Con forma, formation. So packets. And since when you go beyond this kind of limitation within this understanding that is relative to position, space, and time. So you move through the black hole to a zero point that expands in both directions at the same time. Your body would be stretched to a limit that the body is not present anymore. So that is losing the state of coherence of embodiment and allowing the light to shine. But then, even within a black hole, you say, I cannot see it because it is transmuting and transforming. So you would see the effect of a transformation because it's pulling in, and then you could feel the effect of a transmutation because it is sharing both at the same time. Symmetry. And so this is deep thought. In the movie, of course. And so it's this kind of huge computer that tried to find this answer and 42 this angle. So this means glancing angle and depending on our position, our prejudice. Our knowledge, the informations we have, we create the image we see. We perceive it, so we are writing and reading at the same time on both sides of the sheet of paper. Whilst you are writing, you are in fact reading. Repeating, understanding, composing. And so sides sometimes are even more than two. You would say 4 to 8 to all the crystalline confirmations. The name of the rose. There are 100 levels. So Umberto Eco is, in a way, was an alchemist. He was working with words as vectors within symbolic meaning, etc., etc. Going deep. Into transformation and transmutation. So, moving on to the next image. I by reading Douglas Adams' books, science fiction books and stories, you find out that he added scenes, parts of the story, versions of the books continuously, here and there, and he would contradict himself sometimes. And this is a way to proceed, to grow, to carry on, let's say, creativity within transformation and transmutation. So he disliked a fixed position of the opera. And this is a kind of reasoning that is connected to quantum, as in a quantum cloud. And so you play within a rhythm, but you take part and then you might change things and just express them in another way, and the story never ends. And that's the team or a group of, I would call them seekers, hitchhikers of the galaxy, of the universe. So that's another group of, within his own starship, hitchhiking the universe, trying to reach. So we all do it in different times, moments, ways. Reactors or starships are all over the place. It just requires awareness and a different path. Although we are looking for the physicality of a starship, you might be able to fly one in your dream. Then you would come back and I won't say build it, maybe Tesla tried. We could draw it, describe, we could remember how to fly it, propulsion, etc. So that is something that goes out of body, out of time, out of this kind of reality, into the other external part of it. It's the field, vastity. So the logo is a very strong one. Thumb up. And it is the idea, humble one, that in fact you are calling, you are asking, you participate, you do not pilot the starship. Someone else is. And so it has to match the dimension of the person that is using that kind of vehicle to go somewhere. So you have to jump in or quantum leap. And when there is the opportunity to quantum leap, then this kind of jump is something that goes beyond our imagination, our rational position. It's jumping in the water. And you have to swim. And the water is a dream state. So it's up to you. So within this kind of process, Learning is continuous. And although we decide or we would like to reach a position, a fixed one, aiming, but everything is within a curvature, turning around things, spinning up reality, changing it continuously, and we change at the same time. So it's fields within fields, wheels within wheels, if you are considering a mechanism. And so to enter this dimension, then you need to elevate the material part and the subtle one at the same time. And levity is there, and fluxes, fields, then is conformed. And shape and form are due to the elements, the four elements. But consciousness, conscience, is within the fifth, present there or absent. And so you have different levels and state of coherence or chaotic positions. They look chaotic, but they are only freeing energy again to go where it is required, transforming, transmuting solidity into liquidity, gasidity, plasmidity. So moving downwards. See the looking for two symbols. It's a guitar and a computer. So you see both sides there. Calculus and emotion. So what art does, in fact, it allows this connection. So you are enjoying, once you write the story, you are enjoying it, because then you read it and you are part of that creation. And playing your guitar, you are enjoying the feeling, the mood, the resonances. And so it's a balancing, probably the best way to reach correct positions. Becoming the force, the creative principles, the force itself. And forgetting effort as a method. Discipline, repetition, etc. All this, fine, it's good. You learn, you practice. But if it is painful, if this repetition never ends, if it is not matching your personal growth, you dislike, you don't like it. It's at school, let's say you don't follow the teaching, the lesson, because you are thinking about something else. You're not interested. And that happens when there is no attraction That is magnetical. And so turning knowledge into a gravitational black hole, pulling in and forcing, that's not the best way to elevate, because you're going gravitational. And so curiosity is the best way. And if the answer does not come from the teacher, but from your heart, you won the game. Because then there is a karmic cause and effect, causality, deduction, answer, etc. And so you're into it. And this is becoming the light, enlightenment. It is in fact becoming that curious being that is trying to find the answer. And 42 is a good one. One of the billions of answers that exist, but it is still a good one. Here, now, within this planet, this kind of atmosphere, this kind of light, this star, the length of the visible rainbow light within collimation, refraction, polarization of molecule of water, right angle, right moment, right time. So you see that all this is written within a number that is useful maybe here, but not on a different planet, where you would see beings with different eyes and probably a different kind of rainbow that would not match this number, this angle. So this is to say that adjustment is required within this understanding. And universally speaking, we are looking at things only from our side, not allowing universe to come in. Sometimes hitchhikers try to call, waiting for someone to answer. Sometimes we force things, and so you want to win gravity or do it the hard way. So prisma, in fact, this says something more. It tells me that there is a dark side of the moon, maybe. It's a way to, even Raman spectroscopy, it's a way to understand things. No. And once you are able to perceive, to see the fundamental, let's say, bricks of the building, of the construction, of the architecture, of the crystalline, of the pattern, textures, etc., flavors. So that is a scientific way, splitting and knowing that it, the origin of all the consequences is to be found in the signal. And this understanding is only related to time, space, position, thought, idea, words, knowledge relative to. And if you quantum leap outside this kind of dimension, you're lost. If you are still expecting your dimension to exist within a different one. And so this is adjustment. In nature, it's called tropism. Within evolution, within change. So allowing and not creating sort of limitation that we call dogma and hardening up, blocking, contracting, creating such a kind of solid state, crystal or stone. That is going to be there for quite a long time, but it is only the matter state symbol of what we are looking for. Whilst the living expansion of it is propagating. It is emanation. It is the colors of the rainbow. Different shape and form, length, all belonging to one. But in a different vibration. Length, frequency. And still the result of friction. And if friction is a vibration and a vibration is a thought, then thoughts. And so the rainbow is a number of ideas moving, vibrating, oscillating. And the answer is, in fact, that light. And the torch, or the light bearer, in fact, is a symbolic meaning, and it's there, but it is present at the same time. So conscience within the bearer of the light, that is a position. The other position is within the light itself. You are still holding it because you depart from the light. So you become the being that is holding that light. And once you reach the, say, degree of freedom to let go. And so there you are. It is a sort of degree of freedom. Even our desires, they work within the vectors, pulling and pushing. And once we need, we would like something, we are following them. And those desires are horses. And so we are on a chariot. And although we enjoy, we are moving towards, or we are looking for, we are still serving that position. So we are lacking. We are in need. We want that particular toy, to touch it, to play with it. And that's consequential to our position, to the confirmation of a touch, not becoming that light. But this is a position that we all live within and have to find out the solution. Either you own, or you possess, or you learn how to do without, or you go through all the process, the transformations and transmutation, the work, hard work, and then your position changes from one to the other at the same time, then you accept one and the other without saying, I dislike. So you are present 100% within that dimension, right moment and time and space. Let's move on and see this hypnotic, but in fact time goes on and on, and so it's this kind of circularity, and within a spiral movement, it's spiraling through the universe, but it has to do with our rhythm. So that is something that you learn as soon as you start walking, for example. Measure. And rhythm is within singing, within the sound, within the stanza, poetry. So that allows the process of understanding whilst enjoying the limitations of the rhyme, of the meaning, of the word. And so what the poet does is to allow emotions out, to share them within metric, within a dimension that is, that could be even calculated. And so to become, let's say, skillful in this process, has to try out a lot of different ideas, words, concepts, rhymes, and then this gives birth to a sort of perfection. It is through exercise within the creative principle, so is testing out all the possible variables and creating something that is enjoyable. Because there is a structure, because there is a meaning, because the meaning is shining through these kind of dimensions that are in fact mirrors of the emotion that he feels. So, mirrors in motion. And we understand that if you place the mirror and you want to shine the sunlight somewhere, it has to be exactly in the right place, moment, angle, and so you have the coordinates. You have exactly the light where you need it. Now consider mirrors that are curved and are moving around. This kind of perception is one that, in fact, we cannot grasp or even imagine a counter space that is an infinite hyperbolic non-space from our point of view, non-convergent. But there is still something that we can imagine in so many ways through mathematics, through models, as a dimension. But we have the problem with counter space. We have a problem with the spiritual side of it, what we cannot see. And sometimes to see something helps a lot, or to feel what this kind of image is going to create within my mind, my thoughts, my experience, my emotions. And so I try to look for something that is moving in a reversal, a Tao way. And just let's try to look at it for 30 seconds, one of these reactors. These, in fact, are two reactors. If you move on a little, you find that lower down, lower down. This is still colors moving, flames. Let's move on to the white ones, the spiraling ones. This is pulsating. This is oscillation. It's the heart. Incoming and outgoing. So most of it is balanced in such a way that even in dimensional ones. The model would look like this. Or in many other ways, but you're still in a limited kind of understanding, considering a space that is internal and external at the same time. Let's move on to the exercise. Now, these two, we can call them optical illusions due to the glancing angle and the shape of the material objects. These clearly show that perceptions, sometimes our system is faulty, is not capable, it does not see things in a proper way because of memory, because of the angle. And so we must never forget this, that we only see 1% of the light. And so we miss 99% just to give it a value. And then let's see a triskel or triquetra, and that is moving in opposite directions. Again, that would be the concept of the Tao, but with free, a trinity going in both directions. That gives birth to different confirmations and nodes. So starting with a different kind of number as a seed and producing that kind of dimension or expansion of the dimension. Let's move on. Now, there is this kind of quite interesting idea. Infinite improbability drive. That is something is used in this kind of starship, in a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, let's say, where it is a button where you push this kind of command drive, and you quantum leap to a different dimension. And the result of it is that they're all transformed into what you see in the scene, in the movie. So it is something that looks like our dimension, but it is in a totally different state. Kind of quantum jump. He calls it improbability drive. Well, that is something that happens. Even in dreams, and where we find objects or symbolic meanings or figures, persons, names encoded in a different way with different matters or images. And that is not going crazy, it's only moving to an altered state. And understanding this kind of confirmation within a string theory, this would be the image they see. And let's move on. The drive is that blue kind of ball. And when they jump, the characters, they become sofas. That's crazy, totally crazy, okay? But we are playing with creativity, with the images. And then they go back to their normal state. So what does this mean? Is that you question your position, and you transform and transmute, and you are allowed, let's say, to transmute or to transform to the dimensions you know, but not to the ones you dislike, you are not ready for. And that is a very, very kind, tough limit. Because you miss the opportunity. So it's the idea, is the concept of becoming someone else, somewhere else, or being within a consciousness in that kind of state, understanding of that position within that being, that following entanglement or twinity or the origin of the white light that then becomes all the colors is a part of you. But it is so hard to reach that kind of empathy that we miss the understanding, we miss it. So we would never be able to become a sofa. In a quantum leap, in this kind of game, you see this. So Douglas Adams was pushing upon this kind of quantum jump. This one is what I was talking about. You look at it for 30 seconds intensely. Yes, you put your, just place your attention there and look at this kind of field expanding, moving. And then you look at your keyboard and the letters on your computer keyboard and see what happens. And according to the propagation of the field, pushing and pulling in and out, and so because we are in fact adjusting to the two fields moving at the same time and the memory of them, and so receptors understanding that there is a pattern immediately repeated. So we become that pattern. And once you look at the keyboard and you see the letters moving about, expanding and collapsing, you feel something. And that kind of feeling is you are becoming aware of a mechanism that you miss maybe sometimes, that you adjust to a reality that it might not be there, it might not be true, that you call real, but it isn't, because it is the result of a vector or a number of vectors, and you have just, let's say, followed the path. This one gives a different kind of messy state of mind. It's messing up with the perceptions, but in fact it's telling us that the consequence of fluxes and fields affecting us, they produce entire realities. And so to show you that a fixed reality sometimes is not what you think, and once this starts wobbling, tilting, transforming letters under your eyes, even transmuting, then you see that by spinning and by activating a reactor, a rotor. You obtain immediate emotion, feeling, understanding, and change because you are jumping to a different level whilst using two counter rotations, in fact, not one. So this is enjoying, let's say, optical illusions that are moving, rotating, but they say something else. They share a knowledge, let's say, as a reaction to. So there is action and reaction. So there is actor and reactor. Both are present. If we hitchhike, we are reactors. Once we learn how to go, you are actor. And so, although it is shiny, it's beautiful, it's nice, it's just moving one way, repeating, cycling, this does not allow this kind of stretching the field. So it's something you might try with various configuration and spinning up the symbols themselves that produce effects and optical illusions that are in fact pointing out to something that is present. It's like wheels, spinning wheels with cars, and you see that they move clockwise, and then they move counterclockwise, slowing down, then accelerate, then decelerate again. And so it's very, very strange, this kind of what is happening. So it has to do with refresh. It has to do with our internal rhythm. That is a quantum. That is a rhythmic quantization of signals coming in and related to the wheel. Then you see this moving on both sides. Although within the physicality is only spinning in one way, it gives back two different ways. It slows, it reaches zero, and then it goes in the opposite direction. So there is a reversal understanding within our perception of what is happening. But we miss it. And we call it illusion. Because we stick to this position. So let's move on. This is going alchemical now. So you remember that within alchemy, they used a lot of symbols, plenty of symbols, 2,000, 3,000. It's a language. It's coded, encoded. So you see what happens when you try to, let's say, write down in an ordered way. All of them, they are all vectors, and they're all moving and they're all saying transform, transmute, do this, that, act in such a way or in another way. And the person that is creating or working on this symbology, he's in fact trying to write down the alphabet of a transmutation within a creation, within the universe. So that is quite a hard job. And in physics and mathematics, in all sciences, you find symbology of this kind and meaning. Now the idea is to explain why such a concept as this shape, and you could think about pictograms, ideograms, and a lot of different ways to explain, to show. And you might be able to create some symbols yourself or translate these symbols into words, concepts. So this is using reactors. How many reactors are there on this page? Thousands. And meanings and interactions. So this is going, let's say, physical within metaphysical, but it is not abstraction in the sense that we lose it. It is to understand the knowledge. So the depth of it, the moment we grasp the instrument that is able to transform and transmute. So you require the alphabet or a million words. And within the words, some of them that are the most important words, then you have to write them down in the right order. And there is a list of all the fundamental concepts. And this order, if it is in the right position, things work. That's the atoms, particles. If it is in the wrong position, the value you give to things, that is your own scale, your own list, your own understanding. And so you have to find out the way to order it. And that is within. So you might be able to write down the 10 most important things you have to do tomorrow, or concepts, or thoughts, ideas. Just write them down in the right order. And this in alchemy, you have all the substances, all the elements, all the formulas, and it goes on, and it's really tough. And at the same time, it's a way to manipulate or to control or to be able to enjoy, to solve the formula, the equation, to calculate. And that is a part of this, let's say, understanding the fields interacting and the amount and the quantity, but at the same time, the level of presence within a science. You require these 2,000 fundamental ideas, concepts that you are working with, and this helps you to create the quasi-crystalline structure of the understanding. And then these symbols, they move to another dimension. And within the movie, suddenly, let's say, that's the moment when the Vogon, I think they call like this, it's this race, they want to create something like a motorway in the galaxy. And they give Earth something like a notice, a few minutes, and then the planet is just eradicated. So that moment is the loss of coherence, the state that you are jumping to another dimension, all the planet. And so by chance, this guy happens to be there and to jump to a different dimension on board a ship. But that's the moment we go beyond. Every time, in dreams or whenever. And that's the position. You see the hands holding your head. It's beyond comprehension. Surprise. So this understanding, allowing and moving to next step. So alchemical symbols are a way to expand the knowledge. The moment you are able to use these symbols to work with them. And they are not only physical, but metaphysical. And most of them are beyond unthinkable, unheard of, unknown. And so realities that belong to the dimensions where they are in fact vibrating. We thought that all the universe, it's all, it can be explained in such a simple way, and it is all here, and we own it, we possess it, and we want to transform it and transmute it and dictate and command and conform without being present. There, without being that kind of field, without the understanding, respect, without the gift. So it is allowing, and at the same time, the more you know, the more you know you are missing a lot of things. And so by allowing in, and so thumb hitchhiking, okay, let's see if with a different attitude, not playing gods, jealous ones, allowing. This is, you see, dictating within science, predicting within events. And then someone says, let's create this kind of situation. And that is not a prediction, that is a curse. That is a desire gone wrong. You is not following nature. So that's the position of it. And tilting the image, just tilting it 90 degrees, I see a face. It's looking at the sky. Maybe I imagine it, or maybe everyone thought that a giant was looking at the stars. And so they built the city there next to the giant. And it is a way to see things. And the power of imagination is limitless within creation. So just adjust and if you are vibrating in the frequency of your heart with sympathy, everything appears right in front of your eyes. I love you. I hope it's useful in some ways, let's say, to see both sides at the same time, both ways, position and expand, ascend, let's say. Thank you.
All right, that was quite delightful. Thank you, Jedi.